What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Victory Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So I got a list of things, and we all gonna feel old, and I definitely feel old looking at this list of things. Pop culture moments, okay, that's turning 20 years old in 2026.
Yeah.
So let me go through these real quick. Let's start with some of the movies. And Lopez, you probably watched this movie with your grandbaby, mm-hmm, the movie Cars.
Oh my God.
Cars is 20 years
Cars
old.
Cars is 20 she years
is
old.
Addicted to the toys, the cars, the movie.
20, oh, huh?
20. Do it look like it's 20 years old, or do it still keep up with time?
No. 2006, I'm guessing, is what we're doing here? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man.
20 years old,
that
man.
That thing is a monstrous.
How you gonna throw a haymaker right out the gate?
Yeah, I know.
I was like,
hey,
nah,
they
I'm
threw
be
a haymaker. I'm like, whoa.
I was like, I'm gonna be all right.
I feel like that movie came out like 5 years ago, man.
I can almost quote every line of many times I've watched it with her.
Yeah. So that movie is 20 years old. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that one feels older.
That one feels, yeah.
Well, you know what?
I actually feel older.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably a take in here that kids' movies feel less old because kids are more apt to like rewatch movies. So you're more likely to watch a movie more recently, like Cars.
Yeah.
You watch it with your grandbaby.
They just have a longer shelf life.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
You really want to feel old now?
No.
High School Musical.
That makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 years old.
Yeah.
See, that one doesn't to me.
Makes sense.
Pirates of the Caribbean does, but not that one.
I mean, I've seen Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. They look older. They do.
Yeah, 20 years old. As I continue the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, pop culture moments turning 20. Let's go to music right now. Sexy Back. Remember that song?
Oh,
Justin Timberlake?
That's hilarious.
20 years old. That don't seem like it's 20 years old.
I think most of these music.
I would have thought maybe 10 years
old. Yeah, I think most of these music ones are going to feel like they just happened.
Yeah, Hips Don't Lie.
Yeah, no, that one definitely feels
20 years old.
I don't know why. That one definitely feels 20 years old.
That feels a little older to me. I would have thought that came out in the 90s.
Are we playing, does this feel older and younger than it actually is? Did we just stumble into the stupidest game ever?
I think so.
Yep. What else? TV shows. I don't know if y'all watched Dexter.
I didn't,
but obviously I saw.
Yeah, I really wasn't familiar with Dexter until recently. Mm-hmm. So I was shocked to see that was 20 years old in the TV show Psych.
I didn't see that either.
That feels like it had a nice long run.
Yeah, 2000s. That feel like a 2000s type of show.
Did you get to any of the year in sports? The year 2006?
I did not.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. I feel like this will also hit you in the chest. Speaking of the Texans beating the Steelers, Super Bowl 40, Steelers over the Seahawks at Ford Field.
That was the Marshawn Lynch.
That was Jerome Bettis.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the bus retiring on the field with the championship.
Yeah. And it was all downhill from there.
And that was Bill. That was Bill Cowher. Was that Bill Cowher?
Yes, Hines Ward. Yeah. Hines Ward. MVP of that one.
At Hines Field.
Ford Field.
That was Ford Field?
In Detroit. And then the 2006 Rose Bowl for the 2005 season, probably, in my estimation, the greatest college football game, at least that I have definitely watched, but, I mean, a lot of people will put it up there as the greatest college football game ever seen. That is also 20 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
Couple other things. The Nintendo Wii was released.
Oh, wow.
Now that seems 20 like it years just ago. Happened. 20?
20 years ago.
I would have thought it was a long time if you said 10.
Yep.
All that does is make me want to play Wii Sports.
Yeah.
I just want to go and beat somebody at tennis right now.
Yep. And my favorite one, this will be 20 years old, March 21st.
Okay.
Twitter? Was released.
Well, it's been a good lifetime.
20 years.
It still seems like it's a lot less than 20 years.
Well, I think that is partially because it really started getting popping in 2009, and then there was a different level of jump in probably in like the mid
2011. Yeah, that's like when it really
11, 12.
At that point, everybody was on it.
Yeah, I think that that's when you really start hitting the cultural phenomenon and the absolute peak. I don't know, probably about 2015, 16,
somewhere in there.
That's what it feels like. And then you start seeing the trend. Well, actually, you might even argue still after that. But then you start seeing the slow trend a little bit away. Not to say that it's dying or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, you see the trend away from that. Peak, yeah,
20 years. Well, it'd be a birthday for Twitter in March 21st.
I'll be dog.
So, man, crazy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Mixtape and the Loose Sports Radio 610. So something Gen Z is quietly doing under our very own eyes and noses and all that stuff. They're moving away from the name Karen. So we start. I don't even know how this started.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. So if you don't know, we call.
Is it Gen Z or is that Gen Alpha? Because now we got a whole different level.
Yeah, Gen Z.
Okay.
Gen Z. So they came up with a new name. And this new name is Jessica.
Really?
Damn. So does hit me in the chest because Jessicas are all in the millennials.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of millennial Jessicas.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So they moving towards ditching the name Karen and starting using the word or the name Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this funny clip. This was from KTLA News in LA.
They put this on the news?
Yeah, they was talking about it. And my favorite part about this is they actually had an anchor on their name, Jessica Holmes. And so here's KTLA News in LA talking about this.
A supervillain has entered the chat, and according to Gen Z, she's seated right here at this table.
Oh, no.
The Zoomer Council has spoken. Karen is out. A new monster is a millennial named Jessica.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Jessica's the new Karen.
Stop.
So, Karens, you're free to go buy gold and move to the villages, I guess. The idea has been bouncing around the internet for some time, maybe since late summer, but recently has become more popular in the feeds of older folk, and that's why we're doing it on the news now. Why Jessica? Well, statistically, it makes sense. Jessica was the number one name for girls in America for most of the 80s and the 90s, so we are currently at peak adult Jessica.
That's like a double stab to the heart.
I know. It's like you're calming.
Oh, my God.
And her army of Ashleys doing a new kind of millennial awful. It's not outward screaming at a manager at Denny's, but quiet, passive shaming. Think, per my last email, anything chuggy millennials
I've never
did
said that.
That Gen Z finds cringe.
I don't even email.
You don't write emails. No, it's like, let's be real. She's a live, laugh, love in the streets, but I'm calling the HOA in the sheets.
Good Lord. So as you were playing this, I had looked it up, you know, just on Twitter, like if this is, you know, how much this is happening. So apparently the New York Post says, Jessica is Karen's younger, sassier cousin who's entitled, abrasive, and also wants to speak to your manager. Can you just make this happen? Can you just say, hey, we're changing it?
I mean, that's how life works.
But Karen was just organic. It's like all of a sudden became
the thing is, if once you start getting people saying, look at this Jessica over here, it just carries on, and now it's Jessica now.
I also think they might be playing this wrong. I think they did this with just a super popular name, and it's not inherently a name that seemingly evokes something. It's just like there's a lot of Jessicas. And with there being a lot of Jessicas.
The logic of the 80s and 90s, yeah.
But that's kind of the thing with the Karen, though, because it was a lot of Karens.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
And that's just a generic name, like a generic American name. Mm-hmm. So look at this Karen right here. I think they're doing it with Jessica.
That's tough. I know a lot of Jessicas.
Yeah.
And now I'm going through them one by one trying to
pick.
I think
I'm looking at one over across the hall. Salute to Jesse Watt.
Oh, she is a Jessica.
She is a Jessica.
But she's not a Jessica in the stereotypical way. She's very anti-Jessica.
I think her family call her Jessica, right?
Really?
Especially if she get in trouble or something. Jessica?
Oh, yeah. With her middle name?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't fit the
I
stereotype.
I don't put her in
here.
There.
Nah, she's not. And it's honestly, it's a lot of Karens that are very nice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they just
all right.
Nah, I ain't going to let you do that. I know a couple Karens that are very, like, the nicest people you ever meet.
I've met a lot of Karens that are definitely Karen.
Somebody said before Karen it was Debbie, as in Debbie Downer.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't never done dudes here, though, is it? Well, I guess the kids have been doing Chad. They've been getting on people.
Chad
from, they've been cooking people named Chad. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Chad's had a rough
I know
few
we used
months.
To do Lance. So it's called my Lame Lance. Yeah. Look at Lame Lance over here.
Chad for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to all the Chads out there. I didn't do it. It was the kids. It wasn't me.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I guess I could get y'all out of here on this. So the Boston Celtics lost to the Pacers last night. I want to say 98-96. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a close game. And
is this the one on Peacock? Yes, it was.
It probably
was. I'm a sicko that also had this on the TV.
Yeah, it was on Monday.
I also had it on the
Monday
TV.
They usually do the NBAs on Monday.
If you want to understand what my TV situation was, it was Monday. It was the Texans playoff game. Another iteration of the Texas playoff game at about 7 seconds later, so I can have instant replay, and then basketball.
That is sick. Itself,
very sick.
Man. Yeah,
very sick behavior.
Hey, I'd rather you just had a basketball game on.
Yeah. Nope. I need instant replay so I can see what's
that
happening.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So they lost to the Pacers. The Celtics did, and was it Siakam? He had a last minute mm-hmm. bucket to give them the lead, mm-hmm. and this play came off of a screen. And Joe Mazzulla was not too happy about the screen.
I love Joe Mazzulla.
He felt like this was an illegal screen. And this is him after the game at the press conference, just answering questions.
Joe, give yourself the chance to win, I guess. Take us through the last couple possessions.
Illegal screen.
What'd you say?
Illegal screen.
Illegal screen.
Illegal screen.
What fell apart to get you guys behind? And then how were you able to get back?
Illegal screen.
What do you want people to know?
Illegal screen.
Would you like to say anything else?
Illegal screen.
That's all he said.
That's rough. That is so rough. Hey, somebody send Miss Lynn Jones up there and see if she could butter him up or something.
Keep your head up, young man.
Because that was rough, man. That reporter, I don't know if that was Noah Dalzell or whoever. Was up there, was just trying.
Trying.
And he, like, yeah. All right, can you expound? Is there anything you want us to take away from that?
Illegal screen.
Well, he made his point.
Did he?
Yeah.
The
NBA is going to notice.
Well, the NBA is definitely going to notice. And his pocket going to be a little lighter.
Yeah. I was about to say, is he getting fined for this?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think
because he ain't mentioned the refs.
But they didn't call it.
I think that
you
Adam
know, maybe
Silver.
Maybe he did find a loophole there.
I think
I
want
to say that might be a loophole.
I think Adam Silver and the league know what's happening there. They're like, look, man.
I would be pissed off.
Well,
I did not criticize her. All I said was illegal screen.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
He is fun to listen to.
He is entertaining.
So fun. In a weird way. Yeah. In a very weird way.
Yeah. So there you go. Another fantastic edition of the Mixtape here in the Loop on Sports.
Illegal screen.
Illegal screen.
Yeah. I should have seen that. I don't know why I didn't see that coming. That was right set up for you. Somebody said, bro, is out there just Marshawn Lynch to Radio Row. Yes. Yes, he is. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I want to hear him say indeed. 5 minutes to Wapner. Remember Rain Man?
No. I haven't actually watched Rain Man.
What?
I know.
People will remember. 5 minutes to Wapner. Minutes to Wapner. Of course, he was autistic. And,
anything right. else you want to say?
Let's get up out of here.
I'll just leave it at that.
Let's get
at the Figgy Fig on social
media. At Lopez on Sports.
Rain Man was autistic.
Yeah, at Lopez on Sports
Lopez
if you
want
to respond
if
to
want
anything
some more
that
jokes.
He just said.
All I'm saying is Rain Man was autistic.
Oh, my goodness.
If
right,
you want to talk about autistic kids.
That is technically
Lopez
correct.
On Sports.
Yes, at Lopez on Sports if you got
screen.
Anything to say. Yes.
Illegal screens.
You about to get fined now.
I'm going to back slowly away from this segment and take you into the next one where we will be handing things off to the fellas of the drive on a reaction Tuesday after the Texans get a big win. But I also want to hit a couple of more notes and go into the locker room, hear what D'Amico said to the team afterwards. We do that next.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.